WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope it's starting off well for you, but it's going to get wet. It's all right. We're going to have kind of a wet couple of days here. And that's even before the tropical storm comes up here or whatever's left of it by the time it arrives. So if you got to get out and do something this morning, try and do it early. Mary, get out and do your walk now, because it's going to rain soon. And actually, later on today, if the weather holds off, or actually, if it's not too bad, even if it's raining a little bit, but it's not terrible, a bunch of us are going to be taking part in the United Way of Greater New Bedford's mobile market. It's happening today in Wareham. So on Tuesdays, they're in Wareham. On Thursdays, they're in New Bedford. And I know that I'll be there today. Casey will be there. I think Michael Rock is coming. Jason Kent, some other folks from the station. So that takes place from about 5 to 7 at the Wareham Middle School. For Viking Drive. So if you are somebody who is a participant in that program, or if you need to sign up for it, we'll be down there today helping to hand out some of the food from the mobile market. We try and do this, you know, at least once a summer, where we get everybody together to go down and do it. But of course, you know, we work with United Way throughout the course of the year with our Hunger Heroes food drop we do twice a year. That'll be coming up again in November. The Mini Miracle program here at Christmas time. So it's always rewarding to be able to help out with programs like that. So there's a lot that we can discuss today. By the way, New Bedford Light has a great in-depth piece today. Arthur Hirsch is the writer of the piece that goes even deeper into Sheriff Paul Heroux's decision to shut down the Ash Street Jail and what's going to be involved in relocating those who are held there and the regional lockup that it is utilized for to the Dartmouth Bristol County House of Corrections campus. And what I found interesting about that story is how much the lawmakers are saying, first of all, they support the idea, but that they think that Sheriff Heroux's estimate is a little too conservative, that it's going to cost more than he's saying to be able to actually get that done. I think it was Representative Tony Cabral who said it's probably going to be double what he's saying. So that also makes me wonder, you know, will they run into some other issues with putting in that air conditioning that we were talking about yesterday, which got underway yesterday, and that work is being done for the most part by Bristol County Sheriff's Office staff who are also electricians. So because they can do the work in-house, they thought they would save a lot of money. I don't think they're going to be able to do the work to do the full refurbishing all in-house. But it's a very interesting piece. If you have a few moments, give that a read. And it gets more in-depth into what Sheriff Rowe's plan is. There's a story that caught my eye this morning on WCVB's website. we're on the cusp here of the Massachusetts tax-free weekend. It's actually coming up this weekend. So I'm sure a lot of you have been planning on making a purchase during that weekend. I always forget about it until I go and I buy something and then I'm like surprised that there's no sales tax. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's this weekend. I don't generally, you know, plan on making big purchases around that time. There really are no big purchases I plan on making right now, and hopefully that's the case because I don't really have the money. But for a lot of people, you know, they circle this date on the calendar once it's announced for, you know, whatever bigger things they need. And there's restrictions. There's certain thresholds. But one thing that you generally don't think of during tax-free weekend is clothing. Because for the most part, clothing is tax-free in Massachusetts anyway. I have gone and, you know, I've purchased a lot of clothing over the past year or so as my sizes have changed and I've had to get new clothes to match whatever I fit in, which is, you know, costly, which is why I went out and did it all through thrift stores mostly. But the general, and I didn't even know this until I think last year, I didn't know that there was a limit on an item's price to be sales tax free for clothing. It has to be cheaper than $175. So if you go out and buy a $200, you know, leather jacket, you're paying sales tax on it. But if you go and buy that $200 leather jacket at a consignment shop or a thrift shop for $80, you don't pay tax on it. Same jacket, just has to do with the price. And this came up, if I remember correctly, the story was, it was when the Dunkin's jumpsuit went on sale. So right around the Super Bowl, right after the Super Bowl, a friend of mine went online to buy the Dunkin's jumpsuit, was able to get it, but they charged her sales tax. And she was trying to argue that, hey, I'm in Massachusetts. I shouldn't have to pay sales tax on clothing. And I honestly don't remember how it all shook out. But you should check your receipts when you buy clothing because sometimes things don't ring up as they're supposed to. And there was a situation that WCVB reported on where that's exactly what happened, except this time the store is arguing that they can charge sales tax on this item. So I want you to be aware of this in case you are going out and buying something similar. There was a woman who went out to buy a cycling jacket for her husband at REI.com. You know, REI is like the, you know, the outdoor store. She went online to buy the jacket, but it says something then caught her eye about the jacket's final price. She says, I know after the discount, because it was, you know, on sale, it should have been under $100, but when I checked my credit card, it was over $100. So she double-checked the receipt and saw that she was charged sales tax. But because it was under $175, she thought the store had made a mistake. Now, it was only $6 in sales tax, but she says, you know, it's the principle of the thing. So she reached out to REI to ask for a refund, and the company told her no. Because as much as I didn't know that there was the $175 threshold on the clothing, there's another exemption I had no idea about. REI told her the jacket is taxable because state law allows tax on, quote, special clothing or footwear primarily designed for athletic activity or protective use. So she went back through her records and found out she was also charged sales tax by REI for a similar jacket she purchased online last year. So she went to a store. She brought the jacket to a store and returned it. And the sales clerk was also surprised by the fact that she was charged tax. When he rang it up in the store, the computer didn't charge her any tax. So what does this mean? Well, apparently clothing that is specifically for athletics, like a uniform or for protective use, like a helmet, is taxable. But that tax is not supposed to be charged if it's something that can be used for worn for normal use, such as a jacket. And I guess this woman tried to bring that up to DEI after, you know, she'd found out about it, REI rather, and they said no. It still doesn't matter. It's still specific athletic wear. And I had no idea that this was a thing. I guess because I've never really gone and purchased any clothing that was sport specific that couldn't be worn. You know, what have I bought? Like workout shirts and gym shorts? Well, you can wear those anytime. Sneakers? You can wear those anytime. I've never bought cleats. I mean, I guess you can say, you know, certain sneakers that I own are skateboarding sneakers, but I don't wear them for skateboarding. I wear them for regular, everyday use. So it's a very convoluted law. I don't know how you would really know that going into a purchase. And also, if the REI website was charging the sales tax, why wasn't the REI store charging the sales tax? So as we're heading into the new school year, and as kids are starting their sports practices ahead of the new school year, I thought this was an important thing to bring up because some of you out there might be going out to purchase sporting clothing, sporting goods type clothing and protective gear like a helmet and all that stuff. I mean, I know most of the time schools provide them, but some don't. So if you're going out and buying these things, keep in mind that you might be charged sales tax on them. So maybe this weekend is the time to go out and get them. I wonder if when I buy bowling shoes, I paid sales tax on them. Honestly, I cannot remember. I bought a pair of bowling shoes when I first started bowling again, and I went out and I bought a ball and a bag and a pair of shoes. And it came in like a package deal that they put together. It was like, you get all three things for whatever it was. And then I got a new pair of shoes maybe a year or two ago. And I cannot remember if I was charged sales tax or not. And I know I bought sporting goods and sporting equipment and sporting clothing for my son when he was playing sports, but I can't recall if I was charged tax or not. I mean, he played baseball and basketball, but those were uniforms provided as part of the sign up. And then he was a swimmer after that. And that just involved buying, you know, swim shorts and rash guards and goggles and stuff. So I don't know. But you could have been paying tax on things that you shouldn't have. You could have been paying tax on things that were considered you know, sporting clothing, but that you are buying for everyday use. And who makes that determination? Who decides whether or not it's something that's just for a sport and that you can't wear? I mean, I'm thinking most things you could wear any time. Obviously not cleats or golf shoes, you know, golf spikes. You can't wear those any time. What about, I don't know, rollerblades? Is that clothing? Or is that sporting goods? I bought a pair of those recently, used from Savers. I don't know if I was charged tax. I don't remember. Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to try rollerblading. I haven't done it since the 90s. Now that I've lost all this weight and I weigh less than I have since the 90s, I want to give it a try. And so far, all I've done is put them on and wear them around the house to try to get used to them again. I'm not ready yet to take them out into the real world. But I would expect something like that would be, there'd be tax on it. Because it's not exactly clothing. And it's not something you're going to wear every day. It's not everyday use. You can only wear rollerblades for rollerblading or roller hockey or whatever you're going to do with them. So, if you were planning on buying some athletic gear, maybe this weekend, tax-free weekend, is the time to do it. Plus whatever else you want to save the tax dollars on. That's within the confines of what they allow you to purchase as tax-free. I'm just trying to think. I mean, there's really nothing that I need that the sales tax would be overwhelming. It's nice to, you know, pocket the extra $2, $3, $4, $5 depending on how much you're spending, but I don't know. It's not like I'm hopefully not running out buying a TV or anything. My TV freaked me out the other day because the brightness was changing a little bit. But I think it was the program I was watching, but all I kept thinking was, no, don't go. I can't afford a new TV right now. Although they are a lot cheaper than they were when I bought this one. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will take your calls throughout the course of the morning, but right now I've got to take my first break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. Say, I don't know if you know this or not, but Brazilian Grill in Dartmouth has a brand new name. It is now known as Churrascaria Tropeiro's Grill. And it's the same menu that you love, served by the same people, the same meats, the same sides, the same prices. Everything is the same except for their new name. Churrascaria Tropeiro's Grill on Route 6 in Dartmouth. Experience the best Brazilian steakhouse. And visit them online at traperosgrill.com. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Churrascaria Tropeiro's Grill. I mean, even under its old name, I was quite... I mean, we'd go to all of our special occasions there. But it's also a great place to just stop in and have a quick lunch. Even dinner alone, I know it's a little weird when you say, oh, you're going to sit there and get the full DZO with everybody. You know, you're the only person at the table, but they don't mind. They'll keep coming. It's also great, too, to get it through some of the food delivery apps. You can just order a pound of meat, and you can pick what you want them to send over. And, of course, that delicious grilled pineapple, you can get that as well. So, anyway. Go to their website, traperosgrill.com. But everything's the same, just a new name. But one person who's got the same name, and we love it, is Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom. Let's turn things over to him.
Kamala Harris announcing her VP pick today. The CDC warns of an aggressive new COVID variant. And Team USA racks up 8 more gold medals.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today's the day. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to unveil her running mate today. The anticipated decision comes after Harris met with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz over the weekend. Harris is scheduled to kick off a multi-day tour through a number of crucial battleground states with her running mate this week. Several U.S. personnel have been injured in a rocket attack against a U.S. military base in Iraq. Mark Mayfield reports.
It happened at the Al-Assad Air Base. It's not yet known where the strike came from, but ABC News is reporting two rockets were launched at the base. This comes with growing fears of an attack by Iran on Israel, with President Biden and Vice President Harris both briefed on the attack. I'm Mark Mayfield.
U.S. Border Patrol launching an investigation after Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane and washed 70 pounds of cocaine onto a South Florida beach. A Good Samaritan made the discovery yesterday morning in the Florida Keys. There were 25 packages of cocaine found, and they have an estimated street value of over $1 million. The CDC is warning about a new COVID-19 variant that's doubled in the U.S. in just 2 weeks. It's called KP3.1.1 and now accounts for 1 in 4 COVID cases. Public health experts say it's much more infectious than previous variants and may be better at evading our immunity built up by existing COVID vaccines. The warning following the detection of high levels of COVID-19 in wastewater in 20 states. Those most at risk from COVID include seniors 65 and up, those who are immunocompromised, and people with diabetes or lung or heart conditions. Louisiana's top officials are going to bat for the state's new law requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms. At a news conference on Monday, Attorney General Liz Merle said she's asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit by the ACLU, which she says was filed prematurely. Republican Governor Jeff Landry joined Merle in saying they're ready to defend the Ten Commandments law in federal court if it becomes necessary. And the American Red Cross says there is an extreme shortage of blood across the nation. Last month, extreme heat impacted blood drives across the country, resulting in a 25% decrease in blood donations.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Royals 9-5 in Kansas City last night. They square off again this evening with the first pitch at 8:10. And the U.S. added 8 more medals at the Paris Olympics on Monday. Team USA now up to 79 total medals, including 21 gold. That ties China for the most gold so far. The Chinese sit second in the overall standings with 53 total medals. France is third with 48. Simone Biles earned a silver medal for the U.S. Monday as she wraps up her time at the Paris Olympics.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies this Tuesday morning with temperatures in the low 70s. A little bit less humid as we head into the afternoon. We'll be dealing with a chance of showers. Rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out. Temperature in the mid 70s. Chance for showers and heavy rain as we head into the overnight hours with a threat for a thunderstorm. Heavy rain continues tomorrow, improves by tomorrow night. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
It's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Welcome back in. A little Ready for the World to get you ready for your day. And yeah, that song, for anybody whose name is Sheila, you got a good song there. There are a lot of good songs with people's names in them. A lot of people are lucky to have songs with their name in them that are about love, friendship, passion. What do I get? I get a song about cannibals. Timothy by the Buoys. Although they say it's debatable whether or not it's about cannibals, but that's what people come away with. So, you know, that's what people always ask me when I was a kid. Oh, Timothy, oh, where on earth did you go? Like, I'm right here. It's not funny. And if I ever get to meet Rupert Holmes, the man who wrote that song, he couldn't have come up. There's other names that would have worked in that song besides Timothy. But what can you do? 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We were able yesterday to get more information on the homicide that happened in New Bedford early Sunday morning. And I've seen a lot of media outlets making a lot of assumptive connections. I think for the sensationalism of the headline that one said, you know, this happened outside of the Harmony House, and it did. It's factually correct, but it doesn't mean that it was tied into it. Others have pointed out that it happened right outside Morna Lounge, which has had a history of issues. But that doesn't mean that it was connected there. Another had a headline that, you know, that it happened not long after the feast wrapped up. But you don't know there was a connection there either. And sources have given us information about this that hasn't come out yet, but will. But this was not a random act. This was somebody who was targeted. And the reasons why have nothing to do with any of what's been in the headlines. So that's why we try to, I mean, you know, not to say that we're better than everybody, but we try to just give you the facts. No interpretation. Over here on this side of the microphone, yeah, we might interpret things, but you know, when it comes to the straight reporting, we're just going to give you what we know. And that's why, you know, we don't, you might say, well, other places had it first. Yeah, well, we're not worried about being first. We're worried about making sure we have it correct. So right now, you know what we know. And if more details come out about that, which from what I'm told, there will be new details that do come out on that, we will bring that to you. 508-996-0500. One of the interesting things that has happened over the past few days, the past week or so, is I now have that on the old Fall River Line song stuck in my head. And I got an app chat message from Emmy who says, I've listened to that song about 100 times since you played it. That's a little excessive, Emmy. I don't know that I'd listen to any song 100 times in less than a week, but I think she's probably exaggerating. But the song itself was pretty catchy. Yesterday, there was nobody really here at the time. It's like late afternoon. It's just myself and Michael Nelson, who works in our TSI department, who you've heard on with Chris talking about the services that they can offer you. If you need a website, reach out to us. I don't think anybody else was around. There was someone here working on the air conditioning. But that person was way in the back. And Michael was in his office with his door closed. And I'm just sitting there at my desk, and out of nowhere, I just go, on the old Fall River Line. And I was like, wait, no, I can't. I can't just start randomly singing that song. But if you missed our story on it, it's at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I think It's going to be a while before I get that earworm dug out of my ear. I miss Dirty Deb. I mean, I miss her all the time, but I would really miss when she would call up and be like, Spooky, you gave me an earworm. And it would be like some song that I played and it got stuck in her head. Or she would have one stuck in her head and she'd need me to play it to help get it out. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffiolis.
How you doing?
But I just heard you talking about the incident that happened early Sunday morning.
Yes.
And you made it sound like there's a lot of bad reports out there, a lot of different stories.
I wouldn't say that they're bad reports. I mean, everything that they said was factual. I think they were just trying to, you know, make it a little bit, make a connection that might not have been there.
Well, you know why I'm calling? Because I find that some of the police officers that make the reports, they don't know how to write a report.
Gilly, if this is going to go back to what happened with you and Linda Morad, I don't think anybody wants to hear it again.
What do you mean they don't want to hear it? You're just bringing stuff up that we can't talk about, something that's factual, there's videos. I mean, this could be going on now here.
But you talk about it every day. I think people are aware of it by now.
Well, but I never got a hearing. Do you understand that the court didn't give me a hearing?
Okay, but that's not the fault of the WBSM listeners. They shouldn't have to hear you tell this story over and over again because of it. I get it. You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. However, not every story that comes across relates back to you, Gilly.
No, listen, Tim, as long as you understand that you're saying that I'm right, I appreciate that. Okay. But some of the officers, you're getting stories that people try to do cover up, and it isn't right. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I don't think anybody's trying to cover anything up in this. I think from what I've been told, it sounds like this is a situation where there really is a deeper investigation into this. And once it comes out, we'll get more information for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You're getting all this from the police department, right?
I can't really say where I'm getting it from.
Okay, I understand it, but that's all I'm saying. I'm just here listening to your program, and I find that a lot of officers don't put a report. I mean, I read you the report, but the bottom line is there's a lot of cover-up that they're trying to cover stuff up. The police are and you got the chief of police that's leading the case, Paul, okay? He's a witness, and you can't even get the truth out of the chief of police. So, thank you. At least you agreed with me.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. But right now, I've got to take a break. Back in a few moments. The mist across the window hides the light. And welcome back. If you are looking to step out, you're looking to getting yourself something good to eat, well, this is the season for lobster, right? Lobster is back at Mimi's Kitchen in New Bedford, where they've got lobster rolls and lobster Benny, right? Lobster Eggs Benedict? That sounds amazing. And if you love a great breakfast, try their sun-dried avocado toast or steak tips and eggs. The pastrami melt for lunch is a favorite. And, of course, you can always check out for lunch their weekly empanada specials. And as always, they're crispy fish and chips at Mimi's. They're a staple and they're a huge favorite. Whatever you choose, breakfast and lunch will never be the same as it is at Mimi's Kitchen on Nassau Street in New Bedford. Find out more online at mimiskitchennb.com. That's mimiskitchennb.com. And my number here, 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in. We were talking a lot about some of the stuff that has come up in the state legislature recently. Of course, you heard Chris talking yesterday about the standing vote in the Senate on safe injection sites. It'll be interesting to see if that goes any further than that. But one of the things that came up as part of the budget this year, and again, the late budget, but there's been a lot that has been talked about when it comes to free college And that's something that a lot of people are trying to jump into and navigate and figure it out. But that's not the only good news about something free that came out of the budget. Because they've actually extended the free CERTA bus service for another year. They've seen, since they started offering free bus service, increased ridership, which is really what CERTA is supposed to be about. It's about providing that service and people utilizing that service. And so now with this, with another free year of service, more people will be able to get to work. More people will be able to get to stores easier, to go shopping. Be able to just travel to visit others, get to the library, all kinds of things because of this free service. So the numbers have gone up, but the other part of it too is how many of these people who have been riding the bus would continue to do so if they suddenly had to start paying for it. You know, they've been taking advantage of the service. They realize how convenient it is. They realize, you know, how great it is, but could they afford to pay for the rides if they had to? And it seems like, you know, for the most part, the people who are riding the bus are low income and they would not be able to. So CERTA is going to keep trying to find ways to cover this as long as the state can provide that money. But I mean, in my opinion, and you might think I'm the wacky liberal here, but I think there should be a free bus service anyway. Because not only do people need to get around, but maybe, you know, maybe somebody has a car, but they know that if they leave their house, you know, sometimes it's hard to get a parking space. And sure, they're going to leave to go to work. You know, maybe they live in the near north end where parking is very tight. They're going to leave to go to work and every day, and they're going to come home, and then, you know, maybe they take the bus to go do their shopping rather than lose their space. Or maybe they don't have a car at all, and this is the only way they can get to doctor's appointments or other services, the only way they can get out to vote. So I think it's a valuable thing. Got to take one last break here for the hour. We will be right back. 'Cause when I'm-